I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, you awake?
Yep. What's up with that? This is 98.9 The Buzz with Adam and Sandy. Hello to you. Welcome to Monday. It is the 4th.
Oh, my God. Would you kind of just say it and get it out of the way? May the 4th.
Oh, boy.
May the 4th.
Yes. Oh, my God. It did hit me until you just said that.
Yeah. May the 4th be with y'all. Star Wars Day. Yay. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. Nice day today. Today's the day. You need to call in and not work today, if you can. Because okay. It's going to be breezy, warmer, 75 degrees. And that's the best day of the week. It's today. Just saying. By Wednesday, it's going to be 50 and rain and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, okay, 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 okay. Stop short.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll play along. We'll play along, ticky-tacky. We will play along with this this question. Are we showering the wrong way?
Oh.
Did you see this? Did this pop up on your algorithm? You're on TikTok all the time.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen this. What is it?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, do you shower when you shower in the morning? And for those of you who are about to step in the shower, do you shower facing the water or the water hitting your back?
Yeah, I saw this. Okay.
You did say this.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It is dumb, but...
I don't know. I don't even think... I think both ways. Depending on... Like, I think I shower facing away, and then when I need to rinse, I turn towards it.
Okay, so mostly facing away then.
Yeah.
You're a face-awayer.
I'm a face-away.
You do water on the back. Water on the culo. So there's actual experts that waited on this.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes, they did. What do you think they said?
They said that is probably the wrong... No, the right way. The right way is to face away.
Yeah, you're right. Because the skin on your face is so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
That the hot water is not good for your face.
Oh.
It's, you know, the only time that I will face for or like the water is if I'm having a moment, like as far as, wait, hang on. If I'm having a moment, like I am so stressed and now finally I get a moment in the shower.
To drown yourself.
Just like, yes.
Right. I'm going to drown myself.
Absolutely. Or very emotional and I just need to get away. Go in the shower.
Oh, it's a TV commercial moment then where you're just like.
It actually is. But yeah. It's like just, oh my God, kill me now. Well, it's a kill me now moment.
Just breathe deep. That's all you got to do and you'll get your wish. Okay, well, either way you're showering, you can also listen on the Amazon Alexa while in the bathroom. So you can say, play 98.9 The Buzz. We could play rubber ducky.
Shower with Scotty. Scotty's inviting himself into your shower right now. That is what is happening.
Spaziano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Monday on 98.9 The Buzz. Star Wars Day, May the 4th. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. Nice day. Breezy, warmer. Mostly sunny, mainly dry. 74 degrees. Going to be beautiful today. Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, Kentucky Derby. Now, I'm not usually into the Kentucky Derby, but this was pretty cool. First female trainer ever to win the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's awesome.
Cherie DeVoe. And it was like the look on her face was just, I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome. That was her moment. And that was so stinking cool. And her horse, Golden Tempo, was dead last for a long time. And then all of a sudden, took the final stretch. That's awesome.
There was a camera shot of a static camera shot of her and, you know, her people, whatever, leaning up against like a small wall, like, and they and you could just see them being and you just see they're like and then she's like,
oh, yeah. I wonder if that was strategy. Was that strategy? I like that.
It's up to the jockey.
Tempo.
There's so many variables when it comes to horse racing like that, right? But 23-1 was the odds on this horse. You put $100 down on this horse, you come away with $2,400. That's okay. Like a lot of
Anyone
money.
Listening right now, did you win a lot of money because of Golden Tempo? Did you watch the Kentucky Derby?
I did, yeah. I was in between injuring myself and cooking dinner and watching the Derby. Run up because it's only 2 minutes long.
Say, yeah, you need a Kentucky Derby hat
to cover up my forehead wound.
How? I just don't. I just how do you always hit square dead in the center of your forehead.
I don't know.
When you get injured.
I don't know.
That's huge. That's a huge notch out of your head.
Yeah, I was screwing around with some of this underneath my camper, and the tool slipped, and my head went right into it. I'm like, oh, God.
You have a, do you, I didn't think you had a big forehead.
I got
like, why is it always
now.
In the way?
I know.
Your forehead's always in the way.
I'm at that perfect height where, like, cupboard doors swing, and, you know, if it's open, I'll walk right into the corner of it. And I'm talking about the cupboards on the floor. That's how tall I am. Base cabinet injuries.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how to give you sympathy anymore. Like, it's not even funny. Like, normally, that's really funny. And for you, it's like, no, that's just an injury. That's just you.
No, it's oh man.
You can't even laugh anymore. Like it's just.
It's sad.
It is sad.
I mean, I've got a video to do this week, and I'm gonna have this big annoying like thing on my head. I've got Lilac Festival Parade on Saturday. We got our TV shoot on Friday with 13 Wim Fox Rochester. It's like, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna have to explain. Everybody, what happened
now?
Oh,
okay, that's a good question. 818-2899. When you have something so obviously wrong with your face, do you have to explain, or do you just act like it's not there?
My next door neighbor has had a piece of gauze over his nose, like complete, like white, like complete nose, not just a piece of tape, like his whole nose. For like 2 weeks straight. And I see him every day walking his dog. And on purpose, I didn't say anything. I wasn't going to be like, what'd you do?
Okay, so he didn't explain that. Now,
no.
That's an obvious. Like yours, we understand. Like I already know the story. Hit your head on something.
Yeah.
His gauze could be anything. It could be a serious like skin cancer thing.
Sure,
it could be like a deviated septum. It could be a nose job.
Yeah, could be anything.
But he didn't say anything?
No, he didn't say anything. He's walking his big dog. Dog walks him. You know, he's always struggling
okay.
with it.
Okay, hold on a second. How do we feel about this? I almost think that he needs... Yeah. It's none of your business, but it is because that's how rumors start. Oh, come on. That's so mean. You know he knows that you are dying to find out
exactly.
why he's wearing that.
I didn't ask him. Never said a thing.
He probably thinks you don't care. Well, Spazano doesn't care.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what it says.
It says, I'm not going to barge into your business. If you want to tell me, you can tell me.
Because it's like the elephant in the room. It's the gauze on the face. Like, everybody knows. Everybody, it screams, ask me.
Right.
But the cosmetic, the obvious cosmetic things, like, a scratch on the head. We know you did something dumb.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. So therefore, I don't expect you to tell me and I will not ask. When I had my melasma, and that's like a discoloration of the skin, the pigment in the skin after you have kids, I guess some women get this melasma. So it looked like I had bronzer just in the wrong places on my face.
Right.
So I got it lasered off. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get it lasered off, it looks horrible.
Yeah, it gets worse before it's better, right?
It is like I took a black, or no, it was like a dark brown Sharpie and just either cheek and over my lip.
Yeah.
Like I look like horrible. And I had an event to do that day.
Groucho Marx.
I had an event to do that day. I had, like you said, a video to record, and my uncle was in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And I go, Dad, I'm going to come to the hospital. He goes, no, you're not looking like that.
They'll throw you on a gurney and rush you to emergency.
I know.
Oh, God.
I know.
Well, congrats to Golden Tempo. And the I looked into this. The winning horse Kentucky Derby gets $3.1 million.
Wow.
And the jockey who rode the horse gets 10% of that, $310,000 for a two-minute ride.
Wait, that's it?
Yep.
But the jockey is like the main, he's the,
right. You go,
that's the important part of this.
You go be an agent for
equation.
Jockeys. You go be an agent for jockeys and get back to
you
us.
You can't have a horse winning without the jockey.
I know.
You can't have that kind of disparity. 3,300,000. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm fighting for the jockeys.
Go for it, advocate.
The Buzz.
Spizzano, Sandy, James Whitaker. We're a trio today here,
yes,
aren't we? Yeah, here on 98.9 The Buzz.
I cannot wait to see what you're going to say about this. So James Whitaker is from the Win the Day podcast on with us. He joins in on the show every week. If you ever want to come on the air with us too, 818-2899.
Yeah.
But it was a few weeks ago, we had a listener reach out to us expressing his concern with one of his young employees who showed up to one of their morning one-on-ones wearing under-eye patches. And he's like, I couldn't help. I was distracted and I couldn't help but judge her for it negatively.
Yeah.
So now the question is, because I've heard this before from some of my friends who did some leadership training, that we have to, as a generation, meet the younger generation where they are as far as their comfort in the workplace, instead of forcing them to adapt to
your culture.
Way.
Yeah, your culture.
But I don't know where the under eye patches fall in all of that.
I don't even know what an under eye patch is. Am I too old for this? Any more context on this under eye patch?
Sandy, you know your wife probably wears them, but they're just like
It's to get rid of bags. You know, it's like a morning routine, like a.
They look like little stickers that go underneath the eyes, and they just kind of.
My wife does wear them. You're right on that, Sandy.
Okay,
I have a better visual now. And in second grade, I was forced to wear a patch over my eye because I had one lazy eye and to try and fix it. So it takes me back to that terrible traumatic time in my life.
Yes,
I was thinking the same thing when I was reading the message from the listener.
I'm like, obviously, you hire a pirate? What happened here?
Exactly. Doing this by choice, I was like, this is an unusual thing to do. So with a better visual in mind, I think of this quote, which comes from the book, the seven, what is it called? The Stephen Covey quote, where he talks about seek first to understand, then be understood. The seven rules of highly effective people.
Yes.
So, it's like, cool, if you've got someone who's showing up in a way that's a little bit unusual for you, it's like, first, you don't judge, you understand what's going on. So having a conversation, if the person is just tired because they've got a lot going on in their life, or they're a little bit concerned about their appearance, and it's a great thing that they're doing that, and that's awesome. And the opportunity to have a little bit of context can really change the way that you view the situation. So that's the very first thing I do, is I would not judge until you've obtained more information. So that's number one, is get some more information and context about what's going on.
Okay, all right.
And number two, just think about like the standards that you're showing for this organization. No one cares about the business as much as the owner. It's always been true. It's always going to be true. But what are the standards that you're showing up with, and what are the standards that you expect of other people around you? Mm. It's not specifically for someone who's got this under-eye patch, again, because there could be many valid reasons for that. And there are many weird things that people do at their workplaces that they shouldn't, especially if there's a good job of standards at that organization. But just reminding people of what it is that we're here to do, and the mission that we have, and how important that is, and how important every contributor is in that mission. And here are the standards that we uphold. What are some ways that we can do to lift those standards and thus improve the quality of the business and the experience that we have for our customers? So, I think that's a totally realistic conversation to have.
To meet the employee where they are in this generation, are you more for or against that?
I am for it on the condition that we are not coddling these people and creating these increasing safe spaces and things and participation trophies. I am not a fan of that at all. If someone has got something going on in their life, I think we need to give them as much support as we possibly can. But we also need to know that, hey, people, this is the real world, and the business does not survive if we cannot get these things together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So sometimes when they are a little too comfortable in the office, you can set the standard of wear your under eye patches in the car and take them off by the time you get to the office.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You put up
a challenge. It's funny because I compare these things. I mean, I've had so many special forces people on my podcast who talk about, like, that's their job. Like, that's their boardroom is the battlefield.
Yeah.
And if they don't show up with the right standards and the right mindset, people die. So in the workplace, in you know, maybe a corporate organization is different to that. But I do think it's important to recognize that, hey, guys, we're serious about what we're doing here because it's I have bills to pay and kids to feed. We all have standards and reasons that we should abide by those standards. And if we don't live by that, it's not good for anyone.
Yeah. And it shows pride in what you do, too, right? When you stick by the standards. I love it.
The more those standards go down, the more I think the productivity and profits and all that stuff, right, go to the wayside.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Connect with them emotionally. Yeah. Mm. So meet them where they're at. All that stuff is great, awesome. At the end of the day, it's your organization, and you're the one that needs to model that behavior. If you're not modeling that behavior and not setting that standard, then you have no leg to stand on in this situation.
Exactly.
I love it.
All right.
Now go borrow your wife's eye patches, because I hear some husbands love it. Very refreshing.
You know, us guys, get bags under our eyes. Yeah, we get bags under our eyes, too.
You can follow James Whitaker at James Witt, WHITT. If you ever want to come on the air, James joins in on the conversation every week.
Yeah.
So if you want to join in, 218-2899.
Thanks, James. See you next time.
It's my happy place. Come join us. Thank
you. Got it.
Aw, we're his happy place. I love it, James.
Heads up to you. On Wednesday is when we're giving away the $100 gift card to the spa at the Del Monte.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day this weekend. So heads up with that. Wednesday, we're going to do that. Now, coming up in just a few minutes, if this security video ever got out, I would be completely humiliated. And I am self-aware enough to know that the security officers are laughing at me still from what happened at the airport on Friday.
Oh, Sandra. Okay, can't wait to hear the story.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever had that moment where you're like, yep, okay, all the employees are laughing at me right now? Because I know that the security people at the airport are probably still laughing at me and making fun of what happened on Friday.
It's 98.9 to Buzz. Spezzano, sitting in the security booth all drinking coffee, like playing footage over and over and over again. And then they're making memes out of it. It says, try not to laugh. And then posting it on the internet.
I'm telling you, yes, I know they are. Okay.
You're going to hell if you laugh.
So here's what's happening.
What did you do? What happened?
On Friday, I had to pick up my daughter from the airport. So her flight came in at 9 o'clock. So it's late, okay? My 16-year-old daughter comes with me. We're driving in my Volkswagen Atlas. All of a sudden, about to get off at the airport exit. And there at the top left corner of my windshield is a spider.
Oh, wow. On the inside.
On the inside of the vehicle. Inches away from my head. You know me, don't do well with spiders. But my 16-year-old learning how to drive is in the car next to me. Yeah. So I have to play it cool, like it doesn't bother me.
Right.
So she's like, oh my God, Mom, there's a spider. I go, yeah, I know, I see it. Yeah. And then I am driving as I'm leaning as much as I can towards the passenger seat away from this spider. I have a tissue in my hand because she got me a Kleenex. Yeah. Not that I'm going to use this. I'm not killing the spider while I'm driving.
Why?
So, because I just can't, okay? I know, it's ridiculous. It sounds stupid, but I just can't. So I am keeping my eye on the road and also on the spider and not trying to freak out so my daughter doesn't, you know, don't freak out on the road. Okay. So I pull into the airport, arrivals. She is put it in park. She is out the door. Good luck with the spider, Mom. I'm going to go get Leah. Okay. She's gone. Get out of my car. The minute I get out of my car, the security officer is right there waiting. And he points to the sign. He goes, can you read that sign? And I go, I know I'm not supposed to, no parking or standing here, but there is a spider and it has now gone missing. So now it's not there anymore. I don't know where it went. And he goes, a spider? I go, yes. Okay. I know it sounds irrational, but I am not leaving until I figure out where that spider went. Because if all of a sudden I'm driving and it's dark and it drops on my face, we're going to get into an accident, and you don't want that to be because you didn't let me look for the spider.
Oh, my God.
So
he
goes.
Was probably like, okay, I'm out.
It's exactly the face he gave me.
He's like, oh.
So he walks away. Okay, I am looking from the passenger side. I'm in my back trunk now trying to find something to kill this spider with, but let's be honest, I'm not grabbing it with a tissue.
You missed the you forgot the chainsaw at home.
I know. I was like, oh my God. So then he comes back around. He goes, you still looking? I'm like, yes. If you would like to help me, that would be great. Otherwise, leave me alone. I am looking for this spider. Okay. Walks away. Car pulls up behind me. Uh-huh. And I can hear the driver of that car say, hey, wait, but she's parked here. And he goes, yeah, she's dealing with the spider over there.
It's like this giant tarantula. It's like one of those ones in the Middle East that are like the size of like baseball gloves, right?
What are they called? I forgot. Cane spiders or whatever?
Camel. Okay. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Okay. So then he comes back around and he goes, nothing yet? I go, listen, you can help me and this whole process will move a lot faster. But no, I have not found this spider yet. And he goes, why don't you just douse it with bug spray? If I had bug spray, don't you worry, I'd be dousing my vehicle in bug spray.
It's back with the chainsaw and the flamethrower in the garage.
Like, if you can help me, great. Otherwise, I'm sorry. I am not leaving until I find this spider because I lost it. And so he goes back around. Okay, I'm still looking. I can't find this freaking spider. I am like, oh my God, where did it go?
Most likely it crawls back up into its hiding space again.
I know. Where's that probably hiding right space
where,
again?
Right where it was. In the meantime, it probably went boop back in again.
So you take I couldn't see it though.
You know, you take your tissue and then you just kind of like. Okay.
So then I could hear him and he's looking at me. He's laughing. He's staring at me. I'm a show right now for him. Then he goes, what do you want me to do? Call the police? I go, yeah. Why don't you go do that? Go call the police because I got to find this spider. This is exactly how I'm talking to him. Oh, I know, slightly disrespectful, but I am focused right
that
now.
That is amazing.
Seconds later, doesn't the police officer come on?
Out
of the airport? I'm like, oh, no.
You got the cops called on you because of a spider and you're parking in a crosswalk.
The police officer comes around and he's like, is there what seems to be the problem here? Yeah. And I go, listen, I know this sounds crazy and insane, but I have a phobia of spiders. Now I got to elevate it, right? Now I got to make it sound like it's almost a mental illness because, like, I have to elevate the severity of this.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yes. I think it is.
It is.
So I'm like, I have a phobia of spiders and I cannot find this one. And as you know, as an officer, if this thing drops down on me, this could cause an accident if I drive out of here without finding this. And he goes, no, you're right. You're right. And I go, I know this is crazy, but I'm not leaving until I find this one. And he goes, do you want me to help you, ma'am? I go, listen. Yes, this will probably be the easiest crime you fought today. Yes, please help me.
Oh my God.
So then he goes.
So he takes his flashlight out. And
he goes, may I sit in your car? I go, do what you got to do, sir. This is, yes, please. So he found it on the freaking console on the armrest.
Okay.
What the hell is it doing there? It was on the top corner of my windshield.
It was waiting to kill you.
How did it get there?
Because spiders, they are magic, and they just can
they can
transport from one place to another without you seeing, and it was getting ready to murder you.
I know, right? So then he grabs it with a tissue, and I don't know why you guys do this, but he felt compelled to show me.
Yeah.
Look, see? And then as he's saying, look, see, it jumps out. And I'm like, yes, I see, sir. I see. Thank you very much. You saved the day. That's your job as a police officer. And then he reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out this, and he hands it to me.
What did you get? Oh, you got a Monroe County Sheriff's Gold Star.
A junior deputy.
Yay.
Sticker. And I go, listen, I don't even deserve to be a junior deputy. And he goes, no, you're a junior deputy. You're on your way. And he goes, so, Officer John, thank you very much for saving my life.
Wow.
And then my daughters come out of the airport. They looked humiliated, mortified. The look on their face.
There's like cops. There's all kinds of cops around your car and stuff. And people honking.
They were like, and the officer goes, yeah, I saw your daughter in the airport. She said that you were out here dealing with a spider. So The entire freaking airport is talking about the crazy woman looking for the spider.
I am serious. That I am so, like, surprised that all the news stations weren't there covering this. This is quite a news event.
If you have an irrational fear of spiders, you get me right now. The minute I pulled in the driveway at home, I doused that car with bug spray.
The Buzz.
Spaziano and Sandy, welcome to your 7 o'clock hour. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters right there. And big story going on down Ithaca way.
Yeah, this is crazy. So here's the facts. Cornell University president backed into a student. Mm. So now it seems like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to side with the president. Let me give you all the facts, and you might find yourself siding with the president.
Okay.
Cornell University president was involved in a vehicle incident with students on campus. The incident occurred after a campus debate on the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Mm-hmm.
As he was leaving, a group of students followed him to his car and questioned him. He visibly was trying to leave. You could see they were following him all the way from outside of the building, all the way to the parking lot, all the way to his car. Oh my and God. He surrounded his car, and they would just not, they wouldn't stop asking him questions or whatever, talking to him about this. One student was standing behind, so it's the driver's side back end, back tail end of his vehicle. And you could hear this student say, what, I can't stand here? Well, the president puts it in reverse, trying to leave the parking spot, and hits the student. Here's the video of that.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one.
Am I allowed to stand here?
He just ran over my foot.
All right, he didn't back into him. He just ran over his toes.
Reported injuries were not serious. The president said he felt harassed, intimidated, cornered, and trying to leave safely. He's a fairly new president as of March 2025.
Oh, God.
Before he was a president, he was a longtime veterinary scientist and researcher, a senior administrator at Cornell before becoming the president.
Oh,
so
man, yeah.
This is pretty much fresh on the gig, and he's running over a student.
Oh, man.
So, what do you say? What's worse, the students blocking the like his car or the president actually following through and putting it into reverse?
I'm siding in the president. I mean, things get passionate, right? Especially after a debate on political stuff. And, you know, when this is the big trend now to grab people, you know, politicians or famous people or whatever, and walk alongside them and question them and videotape it.
Just right? A barrage of
you see
questions.
You see it all the time.
It's like, no, you're out. Okay, you get, and they all had their phones up. You know, right, Scott, you're painting the perfect picture. Yep. They were trying to get something.
Right. But like when we were talking about this before the show, it's like, these students trying to do this, right? Is like trying to solve or to asking someone who's nothing to do with global warming to solve global warming. It's just there's no possible way it could get any more. What's the word?
Yeah.
For
what
it?
Are you trying to prove here?
Yeah,
what are
anything
you,
more what, than,
right,
than yeah.
Right,
okay.
Right. What's going to happen? What change are you making
by
following the president out into the parking lot?
Right. Right.
Okay, there are a group of people. I'm with you, Scotty. I think he wanted to go home. Dinner was probably waiting. Like we need to leave here. We need to end this. And kids now and the younger generation, I don't want to sound like an old person, but they're relentless because social media, the stupid influencers are relentless. So they feel like they can be just as annoying and just like, okay,
to make a
we
point.
Get it.
Yeah.
And they want to capture something on video, and you're going to hit your breaking point. We all are. I don't know if it's right to reverse your vehicle into a student, though.
Well, I mean, you get in your car, and you know, and they're surrounding your car. Then you feel threatened. And it's not like you're on purpose going to try to mow down a group of students. But I'm sure he slowly put it in reverse and slowly started backing up. That kid stood there on purpose. That's what
on
I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he said it. What do I have a right to stand here? Well, you can. You can stand behind my vehicle.
He said, do I have? Wait, let me hear this again.
Don't I have a right to stand here?
Yeah.
Or something, right?
Am I allowed to stand here?
Am I allowed?
Ah! He He just ran over my f***ing foot.
Yeah, see that?
Am I allowed to stand here? Well, you make the choice. It's like the Wegmans parking lot. Okay, my reverse lights are on. You want to just stop behind my car or walk slowly behind? Come
on. Yeah, right.
It happens all the time, and it's so infuriating.
You're allowed to stand in front of a bus as it comes by and hits you.
I mean, you can. We're not going to stop you.
Yeah.
But I don't know how, and it sounds really bad to say we kind of understand what the president of Cornell did, but
I mean,
if that was my kid, what would you do if that's Scotty D trying to prove a point?
I would have said, out of respect and possibly getting it like the next day, you could have had a meeting in his office where you guys can talk civilly about it. Say, okay, president, we've done your thing. I know you got to leave. Will you give us 15 minutes in your office tomorrow to talk more about this? Or vice versa. The president should have said, okay, guys, time to go. I will most definitely make 15 minutes in my office for you guys tomorrow. See you there at 9. You can even skip a class. It should have been.
See, you're right. We don't know that detail of it. How did he try to get them? Like,
sure.
How are we trying to figure out the ending to this?
There could have been a way to you know, diffuse it in a way where everybody wins. And that's what I would have thought of first.
Yeah. See, I don't know. That is so crazy. It's like, this is horrible. He's a year on the job.
I know. We'll see what happens. I don't know what if there's. I'm sure there's more to this.
Oh, and it's going to blow up. It's going to go viral.
Yeah, definitely is making news. And there you go. So we'll see what's next today.
The court of public opinion is now in session. It's Pisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified
on 98.9 The Buzz.
All right, this message from someone in the Buzz fam who does not want to have me say her name, which I don't know why. Just own it. You did it. You took the money. Own it, girl. Anyhow, this is what her message says. Do you return extra cash when you're given if somebody gives you too much? I went to the gas station. I went to get gas yesterday, and I used a large bill. So I went inside the gas station to pay before filling up my tank. The cashier was a teenager who didn't know how to make change. She handed me my change, which I put in my pocket, walked out, filled up my tank, and then realized it when I put the money in my wallet when I got back inside my car that they gave me $20 too much.
Wow. Nice.
Should I be honest and go back inside and give the money back or keep it? And then I said, well, what did you do? And she said, well, I kept it, but I feel terrible about it, and I'm considering returning the extra $20 tomorrow.
Okay.
So I said, well, don't return anything just yet. Let's bring it up on the air and decide if you would be jerk or justified to keep it.
Oh, so it's us that's going to determine whether that poor kid's going to lose his job or not because the drawer is short $20?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Good morning. The Buzz. We're on Jerk or Justified. How do you call it?
I'd call it, well, if they keep the money, it'd be jerk. If they return the money, it'd be justified.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So she's got to go today and return the $20. Okay.
It all depends on the way the clerk was. If the clerk was a real idiot.
So it's not a black and white jerk or justified for you.
Yeah.
Retarded.
Have you, I mean, has that ever happened to you where you got some extra cash, like you hand it back to you, like, well, that was wrong, but I'm not going to say anything?
You know, I've worked in the retail business before, and I'd be upset if my drawer was off, so.
Yeah. Okay.
This is slightly different then, and we brought it up before where, like, you know, the cashier forgets to scan something in your cart. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
This is like a little twist to it, right? I've never had this where somebody over gave me money, extra change.
Right. Yeah.
I've never been in that situation.
So it's a jerk move to keep it then.
Yep.
All right, gotcha. Who's this?
This is Genesee Jim.
Genesee Jim. Yeah, man. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning, Jerk Justified.
Good morning.
Hey.
This is Steve. Hey, I'm going to say if you're gone, you're justified to keep it. If you're in the store and then you realize it, then you give it back.
All right, so what if you're at the pump ready to drive away?
Well, no, she didn't realize it until she was at, well, yeah, at the pump.
You're out of the store, you're good.
Oh.
So in the moment you correct them, out the minute you walk out, it's yours, baby. You just hit the gas station $20 lottery.
paying for it to pump. You should. You, everything's electronic now. It's just.
Yeah.
You right. have to add it back.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Vote Thank has you. Been registered. Yeah. You know what I wonder? I thought it was all. Yeah.
What?
I thought it was all computerized where there is no mistake anymore. You don't really have to know how to count money because the computer will just tell you, or the cashier, whatever it's called, cash register. Is it?
I don't. I don't know. I've never worked in retail. I usually would want. That's what I would want. It's if you type in, okay, she gave me a $50 bill, and then enter. Then it should.
Yeah,
say,
I thought it does it for you, but maybe it's a small gas station that doesn't.
I don't know. So my line is if you leave the premises and you know you have extra money, if you drive onto the road, then you're a jerk if you don't give it back.
Okay.
If you realize when you get home that you have an extra $20. I still think you should bring it back.
You would not. You would go all the way to the store and say, hey, here. And it's going to be a different person. Now you got to explain. Hey, the kid before. Well, who was the kid's name? I don't know. It was the kid at 2
it
o'clock.
Was, it was 2 o'clock the other day, and I can't. No.
Chances are the person that you are going to talk to will pocket that money.
Right, but then the karma's off you. The bad juju's off of you.
Listen, if I don't realize it until after I'm home, I'm keeping it. I'm not going back.
So you say justified.
I do. She's okay. Like, this is silly now. It's going to start more chaos if she goes back. It's going to start more confusion. But here's my question. Does somebody really get fired? Like, what happens, truly, honestly, when your drawer is short?
I think it comes out of your own pocket or paycheck.
You think?
Yeah, pretty sure.
This is not a bank. This is a gas station. Like, I know it's pretty serious if you are short your drawer at the bank. Is it the same thing?
Yeah, you're responsible for that money. You're put in charge of that drawer full of $300. And if it doesn't come back, you know, X amount with $300.
Well, I don't want a teenager to get in trouble.
Well, that's what you're doing. If they're not getting in trouble, there's their pay for the day. They just lost their whole day's worth of pay.
Oh, my God. Well, what if I go back and I find that kid and I'm like, listen, did you get in trouble? Because I'll give you the $20 if you did. If you didn't get in trouble, I'm keeping it.
Oh, my God. That is cruel.
No, it's not. I'm just kidding.
You know, it'd be funny if you took that, if you felt the guilt, took the $20 and like literally walked back into the store and bought a $20 scratch off and you won.
Oh, wait. Maybe that's what you're supposed to do with the money. It was gifted to you from the heavens.
Give the kid the $20 and then keep the rest. And everybody
and
wins.
And keep the millions. Oh, my God. I love it. Okay, messages.
Yeah, what do you got?
Messages are coming in. Justified, they messed up, not on you. Nope. If a business hires someone who can't make change, that's on them.
Ooh.
It's not your job to audit the register. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Jerk, you knew it wasn't yours the second you counted it. Keeping it is the same as just taking it.
Uh-huh.
Like stealing, I guess they mean. Okay, jerk. Oh, my God, we're at a hung jury. Hang on,
no.
We're at a hung jury. Well, we are. Hang on. Let me look at voice messages, 818-2899. We need one more message to come in, and then that would seal the deal.
And we're just going to wait with our arms folded. You stay.
Oh, I get. Oh, no.
What? Last one?
Okay, yes. What? This is the final one. Are you ready? To keep the $20. Justified. Gas is expensive and times are tight.
Oh.
Consider it a rare win and move on.
Oh, my God.
Justified.
Justified.
Wow.
Justified.
Wow. 98.9 The Buzz.
Wow. What world
Scott's
we
disappointed.
Live in. I'm disappointed
Scott
in all
disappointed.
Y'all. All of you.
See how much gas is going to cost to go back to the station to get that? Okay.
$20 a gallon.
After 8 o'clock, we have got to talk about that Amazon driver.
Oh, geez. Did you hear about this? This is crazy.
Caused 3 accidents within minutes?
It's Fasano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
I'm actually surprised this hasn't happened sooner. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. Yeah.
Wait, why do you think an Amazon driver in Rochester, New York, fled the scene after causing three accidents? How do you cause three accidents within minutes?
Yeah. He went on a rampage.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, so wait a minute.
That's
are you thinking when you say rampage, you mean intentional?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, I didn't think it was intentional. My mind didn't go there. Okay, so let me catch you up if you haven't heard about this. We did have it in the news report a little bit here this morning. But around 12:38 p.m. yesterday, police received a call that a vehicle was sideswiped at Genesee Street in Arnett Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle involved was later tied to an Amazon delivery truck. No injuries reported in this first incident. Around 12:39, 1 minute later, an iPhone crash alert from the area of Epworth Street and Dr. Samuel McCree Way.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon truck collided with a vehicle. Police believe the contributing factors were speed, driving the wrong way on a one-way. 12:45 p.m., a pedestrian was struck on Tacoma Street. The victim was a 42-year-old man. He was taken to the hospital. Minor injuries. Police say the Amazon truck driver fled the scene on foot.
It looked to me from the video that the Amazon truck was like on its side or upside down.
But how did from the 12:39 crash? Well, then how did he cause the 12:45 crash?
No. At the end. At the very end. At the end, as they were cleaning up, I thought I saw it was like off the road and.
I did see a vehicle off the road. I was thinking it was the other vehicle on. I don't know. I'm not sure.
All I know is that when you order a bow for your daughter Elsa's hair and one item, and the Amazon guy's got to drive all the way to your house to drop off the bow.
Oh, you think instead of go postal, now the updated version is go Amazon?
Going Amazon, yeah. I kind of
went Amazon. The pressure just got to him.
Yeah. It's got to be. I think of that all the time when these guys or gals drop stuff off at the house. And I'll be honest, my wife and a little bit of I are a bit of Amazon orderers.
You know, the nicest people, though, drop off things whenever I order Amazon, and not as much as you, but they're so nice, and they're not like they're running up to my front door to drop off the package. It looks like they got time. They just kind of mosey up, cash walk, and they talk to me like if I'm outside. I say, hi, thank you so much. How's your day going? Are you okay? They have a nice conversation. It doesn't look like they're about to go Amazon.
You know what my conversation is when they're walking up, like, say, outside with a dog or something, walks up. First thing I say is, like, watch out. My dog's vicious, which she's not. She's, like, opposite. She's, like, a happy.
Oh, hearty, har, har. They've never heard that before.
And I say, now what did my wife order?
Oh, there you go. They've never heard that one before either.
Nope, never.
If you are an Amazon driver, what is the cheesiest line you get from every husband?
You know what, though? I feel like that probably, now the dude fled on foot, the driver of the Amazon truck, right? Fled, and I'm sure they know who he is.
Well, they have to. Yeah. Well, why are you fleeing? This is what I want to know. Let's try to go in the psyche of this Amazon driver.
Okay.
Where do you think you're going? We know who you are because your truck is assigned to, right?
You,
a driver.
Right.
Every driver is assigned
right.
to the truck.
Yeah.
How fast do you think you're going to run? And where are you running to? They're going to get you.
He needed to get away and get in a safe place to sober up. I bet you he was high. Or drunk, or one or the other. He was under the influence, and I think
that's what it was. You went from intentional rampage to under the influence.
One of those two is going to be what happened.
My mind went to, he was just a really bad driver and didn't know the city well.
Right. Yeah, you're an innocent young woman, aren't you?
I was like, I could see myself if I was ever an Amazon driver. That is me. I am causing accidents. I'm going down the wrong side of a one way.
Yeah. You've been coming to work for the 27 years that you and I have been working together to the same radio station, to the same location, but you use GPS every single time.
Okay, you know, the station is right off the exit, so I'm, but have give me some construction and I'm screwed. give me a reroute.
Yeah.
And I'm in trouble.
You are in trouble. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, born and raised here, too.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with this whole Amazon thing. But
find him?
No, not yet. They know who he is.
What bush is he hiding under? Like,
I don't know. Let's just say that I think it's one of those two things. He's under the influence, or he was on a pissed off rampage, and that was
his last day on the job.
Pretty much.
The Buzz.
Beautiful sunny spring morning, 74 degrees for the high today.
Yes, and before we get to Karen's Corner, heads up, Wednesday at this time, last caller standing for a $100 gift card to the spa at the Del Monte for Mother's Day.
Yay.
Wednesday at this time. Okay, Karen's Corner. We're taking a trip to Karen's Corner. I find a local, very opinionated rant on social media.
Okay.
And I read it for you. Are you ready?
That's why we call it Karen's Corner.
Yes. Those who have pets, be very mindful. When you allow your pets to go outside, make sure to give them a bath once they're in the house. Reason is dogs and cats carry parasites. That's why it's never good to have your pets laying in bed or kissing your pets on the mouth. That's disgusting. Parasites can enter the body and cause a lot of health issues.
And tapeworm.
How do you feel about Karen's rant? And then we'll try to decide out of the 46 comments that came in.
Oh, God, really?
If the majority were for or against her rant.
Her rant, all right. And thus, Karen's Corner. You can call us up and tell us what you think at 818-2899, and we'll get to it in just a few minutes.
Scott, what do you think about her rant?
I kind of feel like she was trying to do a service, but was a little obsessed about, like, what did she say? Wash your pets. After they go outside?
Yes. Yes. If your pets go outside, two things. First, give them a bath once they get back in the house. Second, do not put your pet in bed with you, and do not kiss your pet on the lips, which that disgusts me, too. Who's doing that?
You don't let your dog...
No. Do you?
I thought you did. You're so in love with your Walter.
I am in love with my Walter, but I'm leaning towards this rant here. When Walter comes back in the house, not necessarily do I give him a bath. Who's got that kind of time? But I do get a baby wipe and wipe him down, especially if we go for a walk and he goes rolling in the grass. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know what's clinging onto him. I will wipe him down with a baby wipe.
Wait, his fur too?
Yeah, his whole body. His paws, underneath his nails, the little culo, the little chick, chick, chick area. I'm probably the only one in the house to do it, even though I asked the family to do it as well. They probably only do it when I'm looking. It's disgusting. Dogs have gross things that, like, If I catch Walter eating something in the grass, I know it's something gross. I will wipe his mouth.
You do not.
I do. I don't know if it's safe. I hope.
With bleach wipes?
No, not bleach wipes.
Baby wipes. I meant baby wipes, yeah.
If it's safe for a baby, it's got to be safe for our fur babies.
You put baby wipes in babies' mouths?
Not inside, but you know their face. Just like...
I should invite you over when my wackadoodle poodle thing eats like those...
Yeah, stop. Don't even go there. Okay, what do you say
Cocoa
about this?
Puffs for that the deers leave. What?
But I do let Walter lay in bed with me, and I know it's gross, but I still, after the washdown, I feel like it's okay.
Okay. Do you think people agreed with this, Karen?
No. What is your take on the rant?
My take on the rant is it's a bit much. It's like if you would have written this. Maybe you changed your name to Karen. It sounds like something you would write.
Okay.
I'm a little roly-eyed on it. Like, no,
next, we get your feedback on Karen's rant, and then you guess if the majority of the 46 comments were for or against.
Spisano and Sandy.
Karen's Corner on 98.9 The Buzz.
A rant from Rochester. She is, she's bothered by, she's bothered. You bother her if you allow your dog on the bed with you, and if you let your dog kiss you on the face, and or if you do not bathe your dog when it gets back in the house. So, do you think out of the 46 comments that came in, do you think the majority backed up her rant or not?
I mean, she warns of parasitic infection.
Yes, she did.
She is an absolute horrifying Karen. I would not want her even on the east side of Rochester.
Oh my God. Yeah,
this Karen is so wackadoodle. Obviously, obviously used to suck face with her dog and got a parasite, tapeworm or something. And
I had a friend who got fleas from her dog.
Okay, yeah.
So it does, it's like, and it's, it was brutal. Like she had to
de-louse her place, yeah.
Entire house. And but I did say, hey, you don't wipe your dog when it gets back inside.
Listen, I know you do. You baby wipe your dog every single time. And that's kookamachu as it is. This should be separate. But to put it out there and rant about it and tell everybody else what to do, don't buy a dog then, Karen. Don't buy a dog.
So you say what? Majority of comments came in
against the Karen.
Against her?
Against the Karen.
Are you sure?
Final vote. Am I sure? I mean, I'm answering it the way I feel, yeah. Most people are like, shut up, Kookie.
Okay. Out of the 46 comments that came in about this rant, the majority of people were against it.
Oh, good. Thank God. Thank God.
They were against it. Best comments, Marjorie's like, do you force humans to shower before they come into your house, too?
Right, right. Do you dip their shoes in acid?
Kathleen said, I've had dogs for 51 years.
Wow.
They've always gone in and out a minimum of 4 times per day.
Easy.
They always kiss us and lay in our beds, on our couches. I've never caught anything from a dog.
Except love.
Except love.
Love and kisses.
Yeah, so nobody backed up this Karen.
Okay, Karen. Keep you have way too much time in your hands.
Tomorrow, we will do another Karen's Corner. If you find a good rant, a good, strong, hot take that you would like to share, let me know. Just message me, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
Call us when you get up tomorrow morning. Sound good? Sounds good.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Wow, got a beautiful day. Bring us with you. Just pop on the free Odyssey app or just ask your Amazon Alexa to play 98.9 The Buzz. I mean, whatever you're doing today, just do it. And do it outside. Sunny. Warmer, breezy, mainly dry, 74 degrees for the high. Tomorrow it's going to be 50 and rain, so watch out. Today's the day.
Enjoy today. Yes. Okay, so if you miss anything from the show, you can always listen to the podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, just search out Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz. YouTube, if you jump on our YouTube channel, 98.9 The Buzz, you can see some of the highlights of the show. And we appreciate you listening every single day.
Thank you.
Terry, who always messages us, Bills Mafia, Ken, you guys are all the best. But it is time to say we out.
We out, like our patience with all the Karens in our lives.
Ooh.
Yeah, see you, bye.
Bye, peepees.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.